Here, hold my kuf yud zayin, in the middle. Well, heichin matilin oisa. This Mishnah says that what matilin tik ha sefer ma sefer, you're allowed to save the cover of the sefer Torah with the sefer Torah, tik ha tfilin. Then it says, heichin matilin oisa, where can you save this? We're talking about on Shabbos, if you have a fire in your house, and you want to take out the svarim, how far can you carry it outside? You had a machloikis. First one said, lamovu yishenu mafulish. It's only mutter to take it out to a movie that's not mafulish, means an alleyway that's not open, push it on both sides of the Rishus Rabbin. And Ben Bezei Reima Afla mafulish. He said no. He even allowed to take it out to a movie that's mafulish, push it, means it's open on both sides. That's usually an error in the taicha of mafulish, means it's open on both sides. Like you always say, the movie is like the Gemara. And the houses, a house used to live on the side, it opened up into Tosfos, that's the chotzer, and then the chotzer opened up into the alleyway, how you would get out. So usually you could go out either down here would be a Rishus Rabbim, or else you go out up here would be a Rishus Rabbim. That's called the movi, the alleyway that's mafulish, opened up on both sides. That's usually the taich. Ein mafulish means, no, it's covered up on three sides, it has mechitzes. Only the fourth side you could come out. That's usually called ein mafulish. So let's see, here the Gemara says, Lehechen matzil noison, to where can you carry out this svarim on Shabbos, is the machlekes, whether it's mafulish or davke ein mafulish. So the more heichi domim mafulish, heichi domim shenim mafulish. What here for this halach of carrying out a sefer from your house on Shabbos where you have a fire? How far can you carry it out to the alleyway? What's called it's open? What's called it's not open? Omer Rav Chizda, sholosh mechitzos u'shnei lechiyayin zehu mavi shenim mafulish. Hey, see here we go to chumra. A mavi shenim mafulish means that it has three mechitzos on three sides of the alleyway. There are like chatserim and houses that have a shen mechitzah all around it. So it's only opened on the fourth side, opens up to the Rishus Rabin. Now even on the fourth side, you had two lechis. A lechi means a pole coming straight up. That's called a lechi. Like this is a little hagdom to Masech Ervin. Really, this is mutter to carry in a movi. When you have a movi, you want to carry in it on Shabbos, all you have to have is three mechitzas on the three sides of it. And the fourth wall, it's enough to have two lechis. A lechi means a pole coming up here, and a pole coming up on the other side. That's called a lechi. The other matter is always called a kura. A kura means a beam going across it on top. If you have on top of the pass, on top of the entrance to the alleyway, you have a beam going across on top, that's also a matter. That's called a kura. It's called a heker. But here we're saying now you need mamish three walls, three sides has to be walled off, and the fourth side that's open has to have two lechis, two lechiyayim. Omer Chizda shalosh mechitzos to shnei lechiyayim. Zehu mavi shein mafulish. This is considered a movi that's not opened all the way, it's only opened on one side. Now, gimel mechitzas v'lechi yechud, let's say it has three walls to the movi, but the lechi is only on one side of the entrance, there's a lechi, a beam sticking straight up. Zehu movi hamafulish. That's, to this halacha, it's called a movi that's opened up. Even though we said usually mafulish means it's opened up on both sides, here we're not learning that pshat. Here about it means it's closed on one side. It's only open on the fourth side, the alleyway to go out. But the other three sides all have mechitzes. It's closed in. And even on the fourth opening, you have one lechi. And he holds a Yehudit, this Ben Beseiris Matvaf Mefulish, means you're allowed to carry from your house, of your chatzar, into the Mobli, even though it only has one lechi. So the Gemara V'tavayu Aliba the Rebbe Lezer. They both go according to Rebbe Lezer Shita. The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah Ervin, Hechsha Mobli. When you want to be able to carry Metchila from your house into the chotzer, into the alleyway on Shabbos, how do you make the Erev in the alleyway? Hech Shemovi. How will your matter to be able to carry from your chotzer into the Movi, or else to carry in the Movi itself, in the alleyway itself? And like this, the alleyway should have a din of a Carmelis. A Carmelis midirabonin is like a Rishus Rabbim, that you're not allowed to carry more than Dal Damas. So stam to carry in the Movi itself, you have to have a heter. So how the heter, what's the hechsher? That you should be mutter to carry inside the mavi. You have to have both. You have to have one lechi at the entrance, and you have to have a kura going across on top. On top of the entrance, you have to have a beam going across on top. That's called a kura. That's like a heker, as if we look at it, as if it's come down, and as if the whole fourth wall is covered up with a mechitza. And also you need a lechi, a beam going straight up. That's also a svar to say. It's the beginning of a wall covering up the fourth side. That's how Beis Shammai. U Beis Hillel Leimrim, oy lechi, oy kura. That's where we hold. Either one of the two is enough. Either you have to have just one lechi, you have one lechi on the fourth wall, that's matir to carry inside the mozli, that's called Rosh Hashanah now, or Yikaira. Or else you have a beam going across on top, that's also a matir. That's how the Tanakhama. Rebbe Lezer Oymeno, Shnei Lechiyayim. Rebbe Lezer holds, according to Beis Hillel, you have to have two lechi to be matir the mozli. Okay, so the fourth wall that's opened all the way, if you have two beams on each side of the entrance, then you're allowed to carry inside the movi. But without two lechiyayim, it's also to carry. So we're saying now the machlekes now Mishnah Tanakame and Ben Beseira is going according to Rebbe Lezer. But Rebbe Lezer says, what's the hetim metchila to carry in a movi if you have two lechis? So the Bissa Madlam. So saying Shan the Tanakama that says you can only carry to a movi she'ena mefulish means a movi that mamish has two lechiyayim. So b'zoy, it's mutter garma to carry there. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha soon. If it's talking about that it has two lechiyayim, so what are you telling me, heter, only you can carry a sefer Torah, or kol kisvein, it's mutter garma to carry there. You carry anything you want out of your house into the movi, if we're talking about two lechiyayim. But that's the Havamina. That according to the Tanakhama, Einam a foolish means it has three walls, and even the fourth wall has two lechiyayim, that it's mutter garma to carry there. No, Ben Beseira is saying a Chiddush. Ben Beseira says, Aflum a foolish means even though it only has one lechi, that according to Reb Lezer, it's not mutter to carry there, but here the Ramati, a Kisri a Chiddush, the Ramati to carry the Svarim into the Smovi, even though it only has one lechi. So according to Ben Beseira, it's good, the Chiddush. But according to Tanakam, it's Shver, what do you need a Chiddush for? You can carry out here, Pshita, it's Mamash Ahet the Gomer. That's what the Gemara, Omale Rabba, Gimel Mechitzis, for lechi yechad mefulish. If you want to say gimel mechitzas and one lechi, that's called mefulish karaslei. That's not called mefulish. If you have gimel mechitzas with a lechi, that's not called mefulish. As usually mefulish means that it's opened up on both sides. Here we have mamish three walls all around it and a lechi on the fourth side. That's not called mefulish. The yoid another kasha l'rabbonan. You're telling me now the rabbonan calls it einem mefulish means that on the fourth side you have two lechiayim, you have two beams coming up. For the Gemara, Natzel L'Toychei Oichle L'Mashkin. Or B'zoi, it's Mamish Mutter Goma to carry from your house into the Chutz or into the Mavi. It's Mamish like Haz Dalad Mechitzis. It's like with an Erev. So you should be allowed to carry even your food and your Mashkin into the Mavi. And the Mishnah's Mashma, it's only Mutter to carry your Sefer Torah or a Tefillin that gave a special Heter. Mishum Kisvei HaKodesh gave a special Heter. But why? Because Mashma, it's a concern for an Erev. You don't have the Hilchus Erev to be matir to carry in this Movi. So Stam Oichlin, you can't carry. Just to save a terrorist mutter. Correct, Rabba, but according to Rabbonin, if you're telling me now, you have Mamish, two lechiyayim, two beams on both sides of the entrance, that's a heter garment to carry there. So that can't be Pshat now Mishnah. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Rashi, Shnei lechiyayim lepesach shein lemechitza. On the fourth inch, the fourth wall that's open, you have two lechiyayim there. Zehu mavi shein mafulish. Kleimar. Mavi hanita b'chol hulchois. Enachnami. That means a mavi that like has a tilchus erevin that you're allowed to carry there. Bein bi erev, bein bi shad devorim. You need an erev there, and whatever else you need is shtufei mavoyis. V'chol heter sham mavoyis leishloi. We're going shtufei mavoyis. That after you make like the mechitzas there, you have to make an erev, a rubach atzeres. So by us, when we have an apartment and you want two tenants to do together, you put up a matz in one house. There's another lacha shtufim voice. That means when all the apartments together want to be able to carry from their chatzar into the mavi, it's a new type of an eruv. That all the people of the chatzar have to gather together and put the matzah in one chatzar. That's called shtufim voice. So talking about as the eruv in Shabbat, to put the pas, you collected the pas and put it the right way. But before you can do that, you have to have a shein mechitz on the fourth wall. What gives it a shein mechitz on the fourth wall? Either two lechiyayim or also lechi with a kera. But here, if you have mamish two lechiyayim, so it's mutter gomer not to carry inside here. V'tavayos at Rashi, rabbonin uben b'seiras sviru l'kreb lezer. Di omar ein mavui v'afilu sosum nita b'lechi yechud. Even though it's closed on three sides, it's not nitter with one lechi. Vashminim ben b'seiras, so ben b'seiras telling the Kiddush then. Tabat solis kisvi ha-kiddush le'vin lechiyayim k'reb lezer. So Ben Beseira is saying a Chiddush. Even though Rebbe Lezer holds you could only carry if you have two lechiyayim, two poles when you first come in, so Ben Beseira, but to carry out Kisvi HaKodesh from your house into the Mavli, it's mutter even with one lechi. But the Chur of the Kashra is according to Tanakhama, there's no Chiddush. So Eshton's Rabbi at the Kashra, Mefulish Koresh Lei. How can you call it Mefulish? Mefulish always means it's open on both sides. Here you're telling me it's closed on three sides, and even the fourth side has a lechi, that's not called mefulish. Mefulish means open on both sides. Zrashin hina mi deboy Reb Lezer. Lechiyayim miyo mefulish lemikri. Good, you want to say with one lechi it has no heter. You're not allowed to carry now with the rabbanon in this movi. But I call upon a mefulish, it's not called. The taitshim mefulish means it's open on both sides usually. V'yoyde nachashver lerabbanon diyamri l'she'en mefulish. That you say it's only mutter to ain't a foolish or kamer to hain a movi. Hanita b'chol u'chayso, if you're telling me that means a movi, with hajj it's two lechiyayim with it, of a zoi, not to l'toychan af oichle no mashkin. Kamoy l'chotz amarevis. It's mamish like you have your backyard that has an erev with your neighbors. Like a chotz amarevis. V'yamai pal ginu mahadodi. The gabi say for katoni l'movi shein a foolish. The gabi oichle and katoni l'echin matzil noison l'chotz amarevis. The mashma filum avlamavi light. As we'll soon say, the next Mishnah talks about if you want to carry out food from your house that has a fire on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry out Muslim gimel sudis, and where? Only to a chatzam revis. So mashma, the next Mishnah is talking about a chatzam revis. But there we're not matyu to carry out to a mavi. Mashma here, when we're matyu to a mavi, it means a mavi that has no heter to carry there. But only mishum kist, we have kodesh rabbana made a new kula. We don't want to be zoyin to the sefer that she be burnt up. So we'd rather you carry it outside, even though it's the Rabbanon they're carrying, we're mati you. That's what's mashma for now, Mishnah. But according to the Rabbanon, it's not true. The Rabbanon, if you're telling me now, the Rabbanon holds, Einim a foolish means with two lechiyayim is a hefter gomit to carry from the house into the movi. So Ashton, even Eichlin should be mutter. And it's not mashma, it's mashma dafkir sefer. So Rabbi doesn't like this pshat. Hello, Omar Rabbah, what's pshat now, Mishnah? Shtei mechitzois, ushnei lechiyayim, zehu movi sheinim a foolish. A movi sheinim a foolish means the taka only has two walls. Only two sides of the movi is full of chaserim and houses. Benachnami, the two sides are open to Rishas Rabin. That's called the movi mefulish. Usually, that's open on both sides. Now, what do we call here ain mefulish? That's not called because it has two lechiyayim. Since on both openings to the Rishas Rabin, it has a beam that makes the called ain mefulish. Or shnei lechiyayim zel movi sheinim mefulish. It's not called open legamri because on each entrance you have a lechi akoponim. Ma'ashen kein shtei mechitzas. If you only have on two sides of the movi, like this side is full of houses with a mechitza, and this side is full of houses on the mechitza. But the alleyway itself is open on both sides, like our alleyways. Both ways open up into the street. The lechi echot, and only on one side is there a lechi, zeh movi hamafulish. That's called the movi hamafulish. So now it's good akoponim. It's considered open on both sides. Both ways open to a shusha rabbim, but one side has one lechi, and according to Tanakami, you need two lechis, one on this side, one on the other side. So the Gemara of Tavayu alib the Rabbi Yehuda, and they both go according to the Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, also learned in Masechet Ervin, yes, Sarakein Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says a big chiddush then the Chachamim. The what? Mi sheyesh lo shnei batim, bishnei tzidi rishus rabbim, mamash like our houses. We have a street going along, and you own a house on one side of the street, and you own a house on the other side of the street. Come to say, there's a Rishus Rabim going in between your two houses. The street, the gutter, is between your two houses, and you own one house on this side of the street, and one house on the other side of the street. Come to say, you have two mechitzas here now. Your house on this side is one mechitza, and your house on the other side is also a mechitza. But the Rishus Rabim is going through it. Is the view that holds, Shemish Yeshlo Shnei Batim Vishnei Tzid Rishus Rabim. Oysa lechi mikan velechi mikan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that midiraisa two mechitzes make it for Shusa Yochid. So midiraisa, once you have two mechitzes, even though mamash Shusa Rabbim is walking through it, still midiraisa is called Shusa Yochid. Because midirabonin, you have to have another heter of a lechi. So he holds, oysa lechi mikan velechi mikan. Put a lechi on one entrance, and put another lechi on the other entrance, and it's mutter to carry in between your two houses now. A kari mikan, v'kari mikan. Or else put a kairo from your house, like if this is your two houses here, and the Rishus Rabim, mashal here, you have your two houses like this, you own a house here, and a house here, and the Rishus Rabim, the gutter is going through here. So either you put a lechi over here, and a lechi over here, and then if you those, you're allowed to carry in this area, because he holds two mechitzas midiraisa, make it for Rishus Yochid, or else he holds, put a kairo across, means put a beam across on top here, and put a beam across on top here, and that's mati to carry inside. That's the Yehuda Shita. So Yehuda is only mati with Rabbonim when you have two lechiyayim, one on this side and one on the other side.
Is it a tourist offensive
offer? No. Oyslach lecham lecham ikan. Eikur mikan v'kur mikan. V'noise v'noise b'yemtza. Then the Yehuda is matiyu to carry in between it. So that's how the Yehuda. Omru loy, but the Chum say back to Yehuda, ein marvin b'shus rav mekach. Chum dingza can say no with two mechitzes, doesn't have a din Rishus Yochid. It's mamish called Rishus Rabin Gemura. Calls them on, you don't have three walls. So they hold. When you only have two walls, that's nothing. It's still called mamish Rishus Rabin is walking through it. So stop putting a lechi here and a lechi there is not matu to carry through Rishus Rabin. That's an issue of the rice, according to Chachamim. So that's the machlokes Reb Yehuda and the Rabbonin. Does two walls with a lechi make it mutter to carry inside? The Rabbonin say, no, nothing doing. With two walls, you can't carry. You always need after three walls. See Rashi. Rashi, shtei mechitzos mikana mikana. Two sides of the Rishus Rabin, you have two walls, or the two sides of the movi of the alleyway, like our alleyways, our streets. One side has one set of houses, and the other side of houses. Shnei lechiyayim, lechi lechol pesach pesach. And both entrances to the Rishus Rabin, you have a lechi on this entrance and a lechi on top on the top entrance. You have two lechiyayim. Alibud Rabbi Yehuda, diyoma b'shtei mechitzos sagi. If you treat this when you have two mechitzes, that breaks the Rishus Rabin already. Ushnei lechiyayim. Now if you have two lechiyayim, one on this side, one on that side, it's mutter. The Yosef ben Beseir lemeimor legabi sefer moed the Rabbi Yehuda the sagi b'chad. So now ben Beseir avait the same the chiddush that even though you only have one lechi, that midrabbanan of Yehuda is not matter with one lechi, but here to save the sefer Torah from the fire, Rabbi Yehuda is matter with one lechi. The gimel mechitzas heavy. Because if Yehuda holds that the lechi makes it look like a third mechitza, and with three mechitzas is mutter. Thus, this is what Rabbah's teretz is. So in the Chura, we're going to have the exact same kashas back in Rabbah. Rabbah is saying that we're going now according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you have two walls through the Rishus Rabin, and a lechi here and a lechi here, it's mutter metchila to carry from your house into this mobi right now. So you have the same kasha back. The Tanakhama says that a movi ain't a foolish means that you have two lechiyayim, one of this side, one of that side. Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter goma to carry inside here. So again, it's shreya. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? Only mishum kisui hakodesh you could save it. No, even eichel hamashkim should be allowed to save it if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And thus, read the Gemara. Omalei Abaye, fract Abaye back to Rabbo. L'didoch nami, according to you, Rabbi, it's also shver. L'rabbonin, according to the Rabbonin of the Mishnah, that you're telling me now, a movi, shein him a foolish means, that you have two sides on the alleyway, two sides have mechitzis, and on this entrance, and on the bottom entrance, you put a lechi in both of them, so weiter, nitzel teichon, oichel mashkin. It should be mutter metchila to carry up whatever you want from your house into this movi. According to Abiyud, that's a hetagomer. So the Gemara, Elo, what's our now Mishnah? Elo Amar Ravashi. Sholosh mechitzois, sholosh machlet, Elo Amar Ravashi. Sholosh mechitzois, velechi echod, ze movi sheinem a foolish. A movi sheinem a foolish means it's not opened up, means that it has three mechitzes, and it only has one lechi, that's all. Now, gimel mechitzes b'loy lechi, we only have three walls around the movi, around the alleyway. Now the fourth side is open the gamri. Zehu movi am a foolish. This is called a movi am a foolish. And we're going now. We are filu le Rabbi Lezer. This is the chiddush. Now we're talking about according to Rabbi Lezer shita that Rabbi Lezer holds you only allowed to carry in a movi that has three walls with two lechiyayim. You always need two lechis. One on this side of the entrance and one on the other side of the entrance. Need a pole sticking up. So now it's very good our mishnah. The afil the Reb Lezer the Yom Abin and Lechiayim Hani Mili Li Oichlin Amashkin. When the Reb Lezer say you could only carry from your chotzer into the Mavui, when you have three walls with two Lechiayim, that's only to carry regular things. Oichlin Amashkin. Avol is Sefer Torah. But if you want to carry out on Shabbos the Sefer Torah from your house into the Mavui, then Bechad Lechi Sagi. That's Pshat according to the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin only makel to carry it out. If that whole part of there's one Lechi. Is with one lechi, even though Rabbi Lezo's one lechi is not matter mid rabbonin, you can't carry out oichlin amashkin, but a sefer Torah you could carry. And then the Seiri even goes a step weiter. Then the Seiri then is even matter to carry out without any lechis at all. So a kopon, then the two chedushim in the Mishnah. So that's the machlekes and a kam and ben Beseira. How far would Rabbona matter you to carry out the sefer Torah from your house where there's a fire there into the movi? Rashi Yelo Amar Ravashi Bein Rabbonin Ubein Bein Beseira Kri Rabbi Lezer Svirulu. The boy gimel mechitzas obeys lechiyayim v'yamo.
A regular heter, you're only allowed to carry into the alleyway if there are three walls around the alleyway, and on the fourth entrance, you have to have two lechiyayim, one post on one side and one post on the other side of the entrance. Now here our Mishnah says a kula, that when you want to carry out as bizoin kisvei hakodesh, you want to carry out a sefer from your house on Shabbos, moide Reb Lezer belechi echot. Rabbanan say Reb Lezer was matra koponim with one lechi. That's a kula. Stam oichlin amashkin, you can't carry out if there's only one lechi at the entrance. You need two. But for sefer Torah with a matu, even with one lechi. Well, then b'seiru amar b'gechidish. The moide Reb Lezer af b'loi lechi. That Reb Lezer is moide to carry out a sefer Torah, even though there's no lechiayim. Just abiyah three mechitzes, that's mutter. V'chad lechi sagale milsu rabbonim kumafarshi. And that the mazman now the milsu rabbonim. So mele comes out very good the Mishnah. The Mishnah saying chedushim of a sefer Torah over a regular full carrying out from your house into the movie. So the Mishnah. Next mission now, this is not talking about Kisvei HaKodesh anymore, this is regular carrying out. Matzilin, Mozan, Gimel, Sudois, Haruili, Odom, Liodom. Talking about a case of Rachmanis, you have a fire in your house on Shabbos. And this is for sure, the fire is Friday night, and you want to save, take things out of your house into the Chotzer. So you're allowed to save enough food to be able to eat Gimel, Sudois on Shabbos. So, Liodom, Liodom, if you're only taking out for a person, how much a person wants to eat. Haruili, Lebehema, Lebehema. If you have a behema, and the halacha is you're not supposed to eat before you feed your behema, so merely you have to have food for your behema to eat also on Shabbos. So you're allowed to save enough food for three meals for your behema also. Ketzer, Nofla Dleika B'Leil Shabbos. When are we matthew to save the amount of food of three Suddis? That's when the fire came in your house Friday night. Then Matzilin Mozen Gimel Suddis. Then you're allowed to save three Suddis because you have to eat three Suddis on Shabbos. So Trashi Nofla Dleika B'Leil Shabbos Koidem Achilo. Friday night before you came home to make Kiddush, or while during Kiddush, but before you ate your Suda, a fire came out in your house, so now you have a hector to save, take outside the shear of three Sudas, because you have to eat three Sudas yet. Vayta Shachris, Luyitzui, the fire happened in the morning, Shabbos morning, then Matzilu Mozen Beis Sudas. Since you already ate one Suda at night, all you have to eat is just two more Sudas at daytime, so only save two Sudas. So Drashi Shachris of a Kodim Suda, before you ate your Suda in the morning, is you save two. The mincha, if the fire came out by mincha time before Shalashudis, is more than sudachas. Then you can only save enough food for one sudah. That's not the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Li Oilo, Matzilin, Mozen, Shalashudis. He holds no. This is a light plug. Your Bono will always matter you on Shabbos to save the Mozen for three sudahs. Even though you already ate two sudahs already, still they're matter you to carry out three sudahs. How come they're only matthew to carry out three sudas? And where are we talking about? Where are you carrying out to? Are you carrying it out to a shesarabim, to a mobish and a foolish? That was one thing. Fred Gemara Michti, Vehetera Katorach. So the Gemara names on right away, our Mishnah is talking about Vehetera, Satrashi Michti, Vehetera Katorach. Chozil Etutel Lachotza Merevis. Hetera doesn't say any kula, you can carry it out to a chotza that's not Merevis. Mashmu talking about carrying out from your house into your backyard, that you have an area of chaseris there, and you're allowed to carry out from your house to the chotzer. There's no isser right so. So, Fati Gemara, Michti, Peterika Tarach, you're allowed to carry. Abazai, not so tvei. Abazai, if you have a fire in your house, go take out as much as you could. Keep on schwitzing away and go up and then down, up and down. Take out as much as you want to say from the fire, Lechurim. You're not over any isser right so. You're allowed to carry from your house to your backyard, we have an area of chaseris. So, why does the Mishnah only say three sudas? Amarovo mitoich shodem bol al mamainoi. The svara, a person gets fatumul about saving his mamon, isharis lay osalachvuye. If we're going to be matim to carry out as much as he could, we're afraid Agav will come to put out the fire. Strashi visharis lay liaschule biatzola kuli hai. If we're going to be matim to be Isaac and carry out as much as he could, mitoich shobol, since he'll be worried about mamish going fast and carrying as much as he could, minshi lay Shabbos to forget about today Shabbos. We're afraid they'll come to be over the Easter of Kibui. Therefore, the Rabbonim were not mati to carry out things from your house. Only what you need for Shabbos, dafka, mos, and gimel sudis. That's the heter, more not. Omalei Abaya. Eloho de Tanya, that we learned later, Mishnah later in Shabbos. We asked before. Eloho de Tanya. Nishbur oloi, we asked before, not membezit. Nishbur oloi chovis. For Eish Gagoi, on Shabbos, you had a barrel of wine on top of your roof. And the barrel of wine broke. And now the wine is starting to fall out, spill out. Is maybe kli, you're allowed to bring a kli that you have on top of your roof. Or maniach tachter, and leave it underneath this barrel, that the wine should spill out, to pour out from the barrel into the kli, save the kli, save the wine. Of a bovach, lo yove kli acher. You're not allowed to go look for a second kli though. V'yiklet. V'yiklet losent rashi kiluach hanoifem and avir. If like what's dripping already off the roof, coming down, you want to now go run downstairs and get another kli underneath to catch the wine dripping down, that's usur. Or else kli acha v'yitzarif, to get another kli and put it right near the edge of the roof, that the wine that's mamish floating off the roof should float into the barrel, that's usur. Shrashi v'yitzarif, somach legag, mamish put another barrel right next to the gag. Kane Shiva, as if to say you're drawing the water, drawing the yain. Elishena Roy Lishoy Shagag Koluk, Vayain Eno Baguma, Mitzar of Kli Lagag, Shiizo of Minagag Lakli, Huwechas a Kli Biyodai. Like you're holding the Kli on the bottom, the edge of the roof, and the wine that's dripping off the roof should drip right into the Kli, that's Osir. As you're only allowed to put one Kli underneath the first barrel. But if more wine is still dripping out on the sides, you can't save that wine. For the Gemara, Hosa Magzerika. What kind of Zerika do you have there? There it's not a shail of a dleka. You don't have a fire in your house on Shabbos. The Chur, we're not afraid you put out the fire. So we're not afraid to put out the fire. What should be the Easter in getting more barrels? Why can't you take from your own chutzim and save it? Trashi Hosa Magzerika. Kiva de midide teruhu amayla yikli bitzarf. We're talking about again there. You want to take kalim from your house? Or from the chutzah, from your garage. That's mutter to carry. You have an eruv there. So why can't you go to fetch more kelim to save this wine that's getting ruined? And the Gemara, hochi nami, gzeresh meyov kli derech rishus rabin. No, we're afraid there also. If you start to get more kelim to save the wine, we're afraid you won't find enough kelim in your house. And you'll be worried you want to get the 10 kelim, 20 kelim, and you're not going to have enough. So we're afraid you're going to go through the Shisarabim to look for them. That's why they're bona made gzeira. You can't use more than one kli. When you start looking for kelim, we're afraid you'll go through the Shisarabim, and that'll be an issue deraisa. Shrashi Shema Yovi kli. Mitoich shu machzir al kelim harbe yishkach biyovi. We're afraid he'll forget today Shabbos, and he'll bring more kelim through the Shisarabim. So there's also a gzeira you can't do hatzolo more than with one or one barrel. The Margufa. This last Mishnah was Nishpura Lechavis Beresh Gagli. If your barrel of wine broke on top of your roof, maybe Kli could only bring one new Keli or Meliach Techte and put it underneath the barrel of wine. Obovado Shlo Yove Kli Acher. You can't bring a second Keli V'yikloi and put it on the floor that the wine is dripping down from the roof. Like in the air, running down, should drip into the barrel. Or else Kli Acher V'tzarev. You can't bring another Kli to put it right next to the roof itself, that the wine should drip right into this barrel. That's awesome. Let's say you have guests coming over to the Suda. And now if you're not going to save this wine, you're not going to have enough wine for the guests. Then you have a heter. Then the Rabbonu will matter. Mishum kovel orchim, they'll matter you to save the wine. Then maybe kliyachar bekoilet. Kliyachar metzarif. They'll matter you. For lo yikloito v'yachakach yazmin. But let's say you see the barrel broken in the roof, so guys should think, have to see. Now I'm going to have no guest over. I can't save the wine. The wine will be ruined. So let me first go and save the wine, and then I'll go invite some guests over. That you shouldn't do. And you shouldn't first save the wine and then get the guests. Ella Yasmin, first make sure you have guests coming over. First invite the guests. And now that your guests coming over, the achakach yiklid. Then you have to save the wine, the covered orchid, or bottom will matter you. The aim arima bekach. And you have no heta to make haroma, make a trickery. Drashi, for lo yikloit v'yachakach yasmin, orchim, de b'shas kalito lemi boile. Now don't say really, but at the time you're collecting the wine, you don't need it for orchim, you don't have any guests coming over. No, later you'll invite them, that's no good. And ema rivu makach, lezamen orchim sheinim tzrichim lechel yasiru. You can't play a game here. Marimim, and what, invite orchim, that really you don't need, don't have to come to eat, they're not going to eat. And Sam, you'll have leftover wine anyway just to save the wine. That you shouldn't do. As you're only allowed to save the wine on the tzad that your mamish had intentions before to have guests over, and you need the wine for the guests. But if you're not going to need the wine for the guests, you shouldn't make haroma to say, I'm saving it now because I'm going to have guests over. Ah, you know the guests are not going to eat it. Or you know you're first going to invite the guests later, you're not allowed to make the haroma. Eimarim makach. Of a Mishum Reb Yosef ben Yudu Amru Marimim. He says no. On an issa the Rabbanon here of saving the wine, the Rabbanon will make you to be Marim. Marim means that you could play this game and say that I'm going to save it right now and later I'll worry about getting the Yorchim. That's Mutter.